Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We've been talking this morning a little bit about this town hall that Commissioner Jeff Burgosh had out in Beulah to talk about, mostly to talk about OLF-8. Haven't really gotten into that part of the topic today. So here goes some of his comments about, you know, what he would like to see out there and things to some degree we've heard him say before, but to some degree it's kind of entertaining to hear this discussion.
I don't know if I said this, but I've lived here almost two decades, raised my family here, right across the street. The one thing I really want, if you care, I'd like to have a full-service restaurant in Beulah. Right? Wouldn't that be something? God, roller hot dogs at Circle K, burritos spin in the microwave. I don't want that. I want a full-service. Phil, can you get a full-service restaurant, please? That's what I want.
Steak and a glass of wine. We know that's true. But this was kind of funny to me.
The other thing people say is, how come they're building another car wash? All I can say is they must make a lot of money on the car wash.
Or storage facility.
I don't know. I don't know about you guys. I don't do it. I wait till a couple days. It's going to rain here. Boom. There's the car wash. But talk to Horace. Horace, how can they build so many car washes in Beulah?
Because Southern people are still buying cars.
Okay.
Because Southern people are still buying cars. That's funny. Yeah. No, it's true though, right? Like you're driving along the road and you see that there's something coming. It's a car wash. It feels like they come in waves, right? Like at one point in the past, it was mattress stores. Everybody was getting a mattress. And then we had too many and they had to close some. And now it's the car washes. Everywhere is the car washes. And I'm with Jeff. I don't get to say that very often, but I'm with Jeff. I don't understand it. Like, just.
I can actually speak to this.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I should mention his name, but as a mutual friend of ours, he has plenty of businesses in town. He left where I was working at TK and bought a car wash. And I was like, why? Because they're self-sustaining.
Because they make money and there's very little overhead.
Hand over, right. Which surprised me.
Let me rephrase. I get they must make money. I don't get that so many people go there and pay for the car wash however often they do it. I don't get the customer
side
of it.
Yeah, because you and Jeff are cheap. I do it. Right. I know a lot of people that do it.
Exactly,
yeah, and sometimes it's $20 and it's just like, oh my gosh, you never get your car so shiny.
But
you know, or you get detailed or...
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
There's a lot of car people, especially with the Navy people. You have young naval sailors.
If you ever hear
cars.
Me doing ads for car washes, you'll know it's not from personal experience.
I will chime in.
That's exactly right.
Them. But I get it. There's a lot.
He went on to talk about other things he'd love to have there.
I want a Trader Joe's. I want a Costco. Look, I hadn't been to Panama City. I hadn't been to Panama City in 10 years. Went there for a conference about 3 weeks ago. If you've never driven Back Beach Road, if you've never been there, compared to what it was to compared to what it is, it's incredible. It's amazing. They get a Dave & Buster's. We can't get a Dave & Buster's in Pensacola, Florida. Are you kidding?
Agreed.
They get one. Michelle, how does that happen? They get a Dave & Buster's. They have a Topgolf. We can't get that here. They've got... I mean, it's your fault, Michelle.
No.
It is not her fault, but that's funny.
I want those things too, but here's the thing. The developers, they go by the codes and the ordinances. So they buy a piece of property. If it's zoned for commercial, they can do a lot of different things. They can build a restaurant or they can build a car wash. For whatever reason, they make a lot of money on car washes. So we can't, when people buy a piece of property, they have property rights. I can't tell them, hey, you can't build a car wash. You have to build a Dave & Buster's. It just doesn't work that way. So that's the reason.
And, you know, the other thing that he did several times was reiterate his support for the master plan. Of course, every time he says that, he says the long history of how he was opposed to it and didn't want any houses and whatever. But he many, many, many times reiterated his support for the master plan, though there might be tweaks and changes. The basic idea of it he agrees with. So certainly we will hold him to that. But it is kind of exciting to think about all the possibilities for what could be out there. in a place where it's really not a lot of services, right, in Beulah. A lot of homes, a lot of people, not a lot of services. 7:15 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, and we are watching 87, I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton as they continue construction this morning. It's down to one lane. It is just crawling, and that starts at about mile marker 28. And 87 south, a vehicle crashed through the fence right before the Holly sign. Heavy police presence on the right-hand shoulder, fire and EMS en route. We're expecting a lane closure possibly. And based on the car direction, an angle of the fence breakage, it looks like they went across the road maybe at a high speed while going north. So caution there and caution wherever you are. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're 64 turning 65, you're going to change, right? You're going to change over from traditional insurance over to Medicare, and that can be scary. It can be because it's new, it's different. It's, you know, at a time in your life where you maybe use healthcare more often, and so you just want to make sure you do it right. Listen, Ricky Stewart is a good friend. I've known her as long as we've lived here. Her whole family does insurance. This is the piece of it that she does, and she will help you with this. She will help you understand what's Advantage, you know, what is supplement, is Medicaid for me, do I qualify, right? And all of the other questions that you might have. And I know it's can be stressful. You know, you can be getting phone calls and emails and letters and can feel like, no, it's actually really easy. So call Ricky Stewart. She'll walk you through it. Very simple. 341-2185 for Ricky Stewart Insurance.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hurricane season is here. Don't wait until your Generac generator is needed to make sure it's in tip-top shape. Call White Sands Electric today and schedule maintenance of your generator. With the most Generac certified technicians in the area, they'll make sure your generator is good to go. If you need a new unit or replacement unit, remember, White Sands never charges a deposit, so you'll never spend a dime until your unit is on your property. Call White Sands Electric today, 850-433-6080, for all your electrical and generator needs.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is kind of a cool story. This came out the other day, and we haven't had a chance to mention it, but I think it's really fascinating. You know, the Alabama. Yes, it's Alabama that's parked over there in Mobile. Right? The battleship. The battleship from World War II era. you can own a piece of the original teak deck. They're selling, because they have to refurbish the deck. The wood is old and it's got to be replaced. And to raise money to do the project, they're selling off bits and pieces of the deck. That would be owning a World War II battleship piece. Like, that's, wow. They don't have prices yet. I guess they're going to come out, you know, next couple of days. There's a guy there locally who's, like, making it into things. So I don't really know any of the details. I don't know whether you're going to be able to buy by the foot, by the inch, how much it's going to be. My son asked me, because he's big into World War II era stuff, and he's like, how much do you think it'll be, Dad? And I said, I would probably anticipate you spend a minimum of $100 for any piece. And it might be more than that. It might not be very much. But we'll see, you know. That would be a fascinating thing to own a piece of. 7:21, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Forecasters say that smoke blanketing the Northeast may actually start lifting before the end of the day today now. Air quality alerts, though, have been posted pretty much all across the Northeast from the Canadian wildfires. President Biden hosting a White House Pride Month celebration today. Reuters says Biden is hosting thousands of people on the South Lawn tonight. During the event, Biden expected to announce some new measures that he says would help LGBTQ children. And an actor known for roles in Better Call Saul and Bob's Burgers has now been arrested on January 6th riot charges. Federal prosecutors say Jay Johnston was part of that riot at the U.S. Capitol in 2021. The actor was fired from Bob's Burgers when his alleged involvement in the riot came to light.
Interesting. All right, Dave, thanks so much for the update. By the way, we just got a note in that Pat Robertson has passed away. The Christian Coalition founder, longtime, obviously, you know, pastor and 700 Club, and in more recent years, you know, very controversial, some of the things that he said, but for an awful lot of people, a very influential Christian evangelical leader, and so just, you know, our prayers with his family, and wow, it's, for my whole life, you know, Pat Robertson has kind of been there as a fixture, but at 93 years old, of course, you know, it comes time. 7:22 on News Radio 92.3. I thought this was a very interesting story. We were talking the other day about how teenage birth rates have gone down, and that's a very good news note. We've got a kind of a corollary to that story in general about the U.S. birth rate. And you'll remember that there's a little bit of context you need for this, that if you go back into the 70s, you had this book by Paul Ehrlich, The Population Bomb, which was really just a kind of a repackaged version of the old Thomas Malthus, this, you know, monk back hundreds of years ago who wrote about the dangers of overpopulation. And everybody got scared, right? Everybody got scared about making babies. Everybody got scared about we're running out of everything. We had the oil embargo, and we're running out of oil, which we're not. But they thought we're running out of land, which we're not. But they thought we were. Like everything, you know, overpopulation. The world is coming to a crisis. That combined with, you know, recently decriminalized access to contraception, which I think it was yesterday was the Griswold versus Connecticut anniversary that, you know, made it so that married couples could use contraception. And so not only the fear about overpopulation, but also the idea that reproduction should be managed, the idea that having kids was kind of an elective, that you could delay that, that the purpose in life wasn't particularly to get married and to have children and to raise those babies, to get married and have children. And, you know, like that wasn't really all, everybody's view anymore. So you've got delaying of starting families, and you've got smaller families instead of having six or eight kids. You know, people have two or three or none at all. Anyway, that's kind of the context. The problem we're discovering, this is not a brand new problem, it's giving me context. The problem is that we're not making enough children. And some places it's really bad. I mean, you remember like China had a one-child policy, India kind of tried to have a one-child policy, and although those countries have populations that are enormous, they're running into the challenge of, oh man, we need to get back to making babies because babies are really important for sustaining the rest of your society. Japan is having this problem as well. In America, it's not as bad. It's not as bad, but we are not doing enough to, you know, really make enough people to sustain even, for example, you know, to support like senior citizens with Social Security and things like that. But when you look at individual states, okay, when you look at individual states, the U.S. birth rate is down sharply across the board, but and compared to with what it used to be. We're not as bad as many places, but we're not good. Huge differences in the birth rate among, you know, women 15 to 44. Women in South Dakota were 53% more babies per capita than, for example, in last place, Vermont. So South Dakota's making the most, okay, and Vermont is making the fewest. You say, what's the difference? If you look to try to find correlations, you know, the left likes to argue that, well, people are poor and they don't make babies, or people are scared about, you know, healthcare, and so they don't make babies. Not exactly. The national ranking of childcare that compares costs as a share of income, availability, and quality finds a modestly negative correlation to childcare. The seven states with the lowest natality, six of them are in the top 10 best states for childcare, meaning it's not access to childcare that makes women out of some kind of rational self-interest delay or not have children. That's not it. According to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis, real personal income, you know, wealth, poverty, a measure of income that looks at a state's cost of living, shows no meaningful statistical correlation connection to birth rate, with the trend line actually slightly negative, meaning that states that are poorer actually tend to have slightly higher birth rates, and states that are higher income tend to have actually lower birth rates. But there is something that correlates. You know what the correlation is? The share of residents who seldom or never attend religious services. So if you are religious, you have more babies. If you're not religious, you have fewer. And in 2020, if your area voted for Joe Biden, the states that gave Biden the largest vote have the lowest birth rate, which means liberalism. Being basically leaning towards being a Democrat. Liberalism, a liberalism mindset, is more strongly correlated, which tends to be not always, I understand, but often less religious, certainly not conservatively religious, tends to embrace, you know, atheism more, tends to embrace fears of the planet more, climate change, all of that kind of stuff. So the number one best indicator of where your area is making more or less babies is whether you voted for Biden or not. If you did, you don't make babies. And if you don't, you do. So just a thought about the health of the future of our society and, you know, who's taking over, so to speak. Well, there you go. 726 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
And we're still watching 87 South. Kind of a mess this morning. There was an accident where it looks like a car drove right through a fence. And now this is right before the Holly sign. I see that it is blocked, which we expected, but it's blocked north and southbound. It looks like another possible accident, too, just on the other side of that. So that area near the Holly sign for maybe a mile or so is blocked. And again, that is in both directions. East Bay Boulevard still closed, of course, as they work on road construction. And also watching 87 I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton as they continue construction this morning. It's down to one lane, and that starts at about mile marker 28. So again, I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton, and then 87 south and northbound right before the turnoff for the Holly sign. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know how I always say that I love our audience because, you know, I say, correct me if I'm wrong. I tell people this all the time. If I say something dumb, correct me if I'm wrong. I always want to be smarter tomorrow than I am today. I got a text in from a friend who says, a Navy friend, says, Andrew, dear Andrew, you do not park a ship. The Alabama is not parked in Mobile. It's moored. Okay. All right. Fair enough. My mistake. I'll take it. Hey, if you, if you're dealing with insect problems, right? You know, ants, like, you know, ants, like ants, or, you know, mosquitoes or termites or anything else you're dealing with, NSEC can come help with that. They identify, target, and eliminate the most common household pests like roaches, ants, fleas, rodents with guaranteed results. Their techs show up on time, professional. They survey the problem. They do the treatment. They send you pictures and emails of what they found, what they did, how it turned out. They've got annual and quarterly pest control services to stop the pests. Treatment, follow-up, inspection, all of that stuff. And right now, okay, they have certain pest-specific treatments, like for fire ants. They've got a fire ant program that just takes one treatment. Bonds with the soil, and it's good for you for a whole year of protection. Mosquitoes. They've got an NSEC mosquito management program that scientifically identifies the mosquito species, the specific one dealing with your yard and the problem, and customizes monthly service visits to reduce mosquito population for your yard. New annual pest control customers get $50 off. Some restrictions apply. Fire ant contracts, $25 off right now for a new annual fire ant contract. The estimate is always free. You can get information just by getting a hold of them. NSEC, E-N-S-E-C. .net. 729 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, this file's in the category of, see, I knew I was going to be right. I don't do fake sugar. Ever since the way back in the day with the, which, what was the one that was connected to cancer back in the day, and I can't remember, is the pink packets, right? But, you know,
the sweet and low.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. The study comes out and says new research, and I just don't, I do real sugar or no sugar at all. And new research says that the chemical found in Splenda, sucralose 6-acetate, is genotoxic, causing DNA damage. Researchers at North Carolina State University and UNC at Chapel Hill determined the chemical is genotoxic, means it harms genetic information within cells, and they found that it is most definitely a carcinogen. And so they're saying, you know, find a natural sugar source because they're not going to have these problems. Now, I'm not saying natural sugar is all that great for you in large amounts, but I've never been a fan of the fake sugar. I just figure, like, you know, nature made it. That's probably going to be okay for me.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The religious broadcaster Pat Robertson died, 93 years old.
He started the Christian Broadcasting Network in 1960, which later aired its signature talk show, The 700 Club. And began CBN University, later named Regent University.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Robertson ran for president in 1988. A second day of wildfire smoke from Canada's affecting air travel from New York to North Carolina.
Health officials warn of potential respiratory problems from Maine to South Carolina and as far west as Kansas. New York is seeing some of the worst air quality ever. Governor Hochul broke out a page from the pandemic era playbook.
We are making available 1,000,095 masks.
Jill Nato, Fox News.
Public schools in Richmond, Virginia are closed for the rest of the school year 2 days early because of Tuesday's deadly shooting at a high school graduation ceremony. Other graduations have been moved to next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's 78, mostly sunny skies right now in Pensacola. Baldwin County adding several judges to their bench over the next few years. Now, two of those will be added during next year's election cycle, a third in 2026. But more judges means more occupied space in their county courthouse.
What we've done over the past is we've just tried to put a Band-Aid on it, and we're doing the best we can.
That is presiding Circuit Court Judge Clark Stankowski, who talks with NBC 15. He says the judges are needed. One will be dedicated solely to family law cases. The county currently looking at potential renovations or additions to the courthouse, and the district attorney's office there has also offered to move their offices outside of the courthouse if they can find space nearby. Baldwin County Commissioners now forming a committee to review their options. A 22-year-old Pensacola man will spend the rest of his life in prison for the fatal shooting at the Forest Creek Apartments that happened just over 2 years ago. Trenton Newkirk was found guilty of second-degree murder for the death of 16-year-old Jeffrey Kennel Jr. On December 29, 2020, prosecutors say Newkirk shot Kennel 12 times while standing outside his apartment. Newkirk and another man, Isaiah Sims, were seen following Kennel before that shooting. The state attorney's office dropped charges against Sims, saying they couldn't prosecute beyond a reasonable doubt. The murder trial of former Florida State football star Travis Rudolph is now over.
As to count one, we find the defendant not guilty. As to count two, we find the defendant not guilty. As to count three, we find the defendant not guilty. As to count four, we find the defendant not guilty.
Rudolph was facing murder charges after shooting two men outside of his home in 2021. One of those men died. A total of four men came to his home in connection with a dispute between Rudolph and a woman he was seeing at the time. Rudolph said he was protecting himself and his brother. Escambia County leaders considering some tax breaks to help a company's expansion in McDavid. Joe Ford has more.
According to the PNJ, West Fraser Lumber and Sawmill wants to invest about $62 million in construction and new equipment at their McDavid Sawmill. Doing so would create about 30 new jobs with an average salary of $49,920. Escambia County Administrator Wes Marino says county support is important in bringing competitive economic development projects to the area. When they meet this morning, the county commissioners will vote to support an ad valorem tax exemption for up to 10 years. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. And deputies in Volusia County say a kilo of cocaine was found on Ormond Beach. That's the second time that's happened just this week. The first time, an anonymous tipster called the department about the suspected drugs they'd found while walking. It's unclear where the second package was found. It is 7:34. News Radio 92.3. Candy's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Crawling on I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton as they continue construction down to one lane starting at about mile marker 28. Now, just before that, at least three car accident at Avalon exit on I-10 westbound. That's on Avalon. It's near the exit. And a vehicle crashed through the fence, 87 south, and then one just on the other side of that, too, north, right before the Holly sign. That's Bonnie Tolbert Road. Heavy police presence on the right-hand shoulder. Fire and EMS are there, and certainly be careful. As I understand, again, blocked in both directions right now. And based on car direction and angle of the fence breakage, somebody sent this detailed text in. Looks like they went across the road at a high speed while going north. Have traffic tips? Text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be possible through the afternoon today. 50% chance of rain overall with a high near 90 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the upper 60s, low 70s. We're going to be seeing our summertime pattern continue for Friday. With isolated showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Temperatures upper 80s, low 90s. Overnight, 60s and 70s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 78. Partly cloudy in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Your next news at 8 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Eisai shares rose sharply in Tokyo today after the FDA's review memo raised expectations for full approval of its Alzheimer's drug. The FDA yesterday released the briefing document ahead of a public advisory committee hearing tomorrow. The U.S. agency called the meeting to gather advice from outside experts on whether to grant full approval to the drug, which was cleared conditionally in January. Analysts say the document seemed supportive of approval. Meta plans to debut a new broadcasting feature called Channels for its WhatsApp messaging service. The social networking company says the new Channels feature is similar to a private broadcast service, in which people and organizations can send messages and updates to followers that are separate from the kinds of interpersonal communications that occur between WhatsApp users. On Wall Street, futures are a little changed. After stocks closed mixed yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 91, the NASDAQ fell 171. That's Your Money Now.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. At this time every Thursday, we always connect with Mike Wood. He is the Public Information Officer for your Pensacola Police Department. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew and Candy. And can I start out by saying that the thoughts of the staff and employees of the Pensacola Police Department are certainly with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office this morning and with the deputy that was injured yesterday in the motorcycle crash, he and his family. We certainly hated to hear that. You know, our department has been affected by that two times. One officer was severely injured so bad it ended his career. And then about 5 years ago, we had another incident with a motorcycle during a funeral escort on 12th Avenue. So our thoughts are certainly with the Escambia County Sheriff's Department and the deputy.
Yeah, Officer Budden, I remember that one. And he's back on service, though, right? That was the one 5 years ago?
Yes, he is.
And that's good news. But yeah, this is a horrible thing to hear about. And I read the FHP report on this, and it's just kind of a, you know, bunch of things took place. It looks like a kind of a miscommunication basically in the end, but those escorts are dangerous and people don't realize it. And you know, anything can happen. And that's why you see this happen, unfortunately, all too often, right?
Yeah, we have, but you know, we're out there. A lot of departments across the country do this for the families. It means a lot to them. The escorts do. It's something that we're glad to do for the families, and we've done for many years. And you're right, it can be dangerous, but the officers are out there securing those intersections so that there isn't a crash.
Right.
So I guess it can go both ways. But yeah, it's something that we've done for many years, and as far as I know, we have no plans to stop doing that.
No, and rightly so, and I think we all very much appreciate that. I'll tell you something else we appreciate. We appreciate the cop power that the Pensacola police officers bring. It took six of you to help our disabled Cat Country box truck during the parade last weekend, which, you know, I've kind of told the story on Monday after the parade. But, you know, in that last block of, you know, where the cars or the trucks separate from the people, we had a catastrophic failure of the truck. And your officers jumped right in and pushed it so fast that I couldn't even catch up to go help it. They were already past where I was. Six cops pushed the box truck, and that's just what cops do, right?
Well, yeah. You know, if the question ever comes up, how many cops does it take to clear a box truck? The answer's there. You've got it. You've got a picture of it.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Six PPDP. That's what we call it. Six PPDP, Pensacola Police Department power.
There you go. Yeah, they had to clear that parade route. They were glad to do it. Somebody took a picture of it. They all had their traffic vest on, which is great.
Yep.
They're required to have that. So everything went well there.
All the good stuff. And they all got a little bit of extra exercise. You had an incident, yesterday on Spanish Trail or this morning? What happened?
Yeah, it was overnight on the midnight shift. An officer was trying to stop a vehicle for reckless driving, which is a moving violation. And the vehicle fled from the officer, so he shut the emergency lights off, terminated. He did not pursue the vehicle. And we've talked about this before. We will pursue in certain circumstances, but not always do that with a moving violation. But when you shut the emergency lights off, that doesn't always mean that the driver is going to slow down immediately like the officer does. And in this case, the driver did not. He lost control at Spanish and Bonway, crashed through a fence and into the pool of the Spanish Trail Veterinary Clinic. So he was promptly arrested after that incident, and there were no injuries.
Well, into the pool, you say. So, I mean, weirdly, I'd say lucky, right? You know, because it could have been a lot worse, especially because, that road sort of notorious for people driving too fast. But this was not that case. This was something where, you know, somebody was fleeing from and wound up, you know, not calculating the danger properly, right?
Yeah, it takes a lot. People don't realize it. If they're not properly trained, the faster a vehicle goes, the harder it is to get that vehicle slowed down. And to race fans out there, harder to get that vehicle wowed up. It takes a lot longer to do that.
Nice. As the race expert you are, absolutely. We also had a story in the last week of a woman who came in claiming that there was a child abuse incident, which turned out to not be the case. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. This case goes a little bit deeper than it appeared on the surface. There may be some reasons why there's some reasons why she did that. But an investigation between the detective and the people at the Gulf Coast Kids House, Gulf Coast Kids House.
Oh, right. Okay.
Determined fairly quickly that this report was false, and she was eventually charged for that.
So she made a false report about child abuse, and because making a false report is itself a crime, then she winds up getting charged on the thing that she thought she was, whatever she was doing, that turns out to be a crime. Is that right?
Absolutely. And if you're going to file a report with the police, you need to tell the truth. I mean, the detectives are busy enough as it is, and they certainly don't need to be chasing reports and cases that did not happen.
Absolutely. I wanted to ask you about Project Graduation. This had come up as a funding request a couple of weeks ago at the Pensacola City Council meeting, and it wasn't something that I was familiar with. I talked a little bit to Chief Randall about this. I guess it had to do with a thing that, you know, gets done all the time, and this one was at Booker T. Washington High School. What is Project Graduation?
Well, this happens across the country in many school districts, and what we try to do is to get the graduates in one location that's safe and provide them a lot of entertainment all night long. It's almost like what used to be called a lock-in. At a certain location and make sure that they're safe, because historically graduation nights have been fatal, and lots of bad things can happen if the teens are just going out on their own. So we're trying to provide a safe place for them to be the night of graduation, and that's what took place at Washington High School.
Okay.
So we were glad to get the funding for that. It costs money to do that sort of thing.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love it as an idea. We always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week, Mike?
Yeah, I do, and I've heard this many times, so we'll go over it again. If you get stopped for DUI, the myth is that if you don't talk to the officer and you do not do any field sobriety test, that you're basically taking away any evidence that the officer has to make an arrest, and he won't be able to make an arrest. He or she will not be able to make an arrest. That's simply not true. The officers can still do that based on driving pattern, based on eyewitness statements, based on evidence that the officer may see in the vehicle, and the odor of an alcoholic beverage. And you combine all of that, and that it can be enough probable cause to make an arrest.
And you have, like, the totality of the circumstances is kind of the idea there. And even if you refuse to submit, like, refusing to submit can itself be a criminal infraction, right? Or at least can be a driving infraction, right?
So if you refuse to submit to the breath test or blood test, then you'll lose your license right off the bat for a year.
There you go. So just be quiet and don't do anything is a great way to lose your license for a year and maybe still get charged, nevertheless. Mike Wood, yeah. he is Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, Mike, thank you for the time. And also extra thanks to your folks for helping us out at the parade on Saturday, man. I appreciate it. Or Friday.
No problem. Thank you.
All right. 746 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic for you.
Lots going on this morning. Certainly is caution, as you know, wherever you are. It looks like it is backed up southbound on Avalon if you're heading towards I-10. There's an accident that happened maybe 10 minutes ago, three-car accident, as I understand, right near the Avalon exit. Very, very slow. I don't think it's a roadblock, but super slow. This is southbound. Again, that's at Avalon, the I-10 westbound exit. Vehicle crashed through a fence on 87 South, and there's another accident just north of that on 87 South. It's right before the Holly sign. Vonnie Tolbert Road is the other accident. Heavy police presence, fire and EMS, of course, on scene. It is blocked southbound near those accidents. Crawling on I-10 eastbound near 87 in Milton. They're working on construction this morning. That's down to one lane. Accident, not a roadblock. This is at Fairfield and DeHaar. And it looks like this intersection is blocked. North Old Coryfield Road and Jackson Street. Certainly, if you have a traffic tip, text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
But the good news is I-10 in Escambia County appears clear.
For right now.
For now.
That's right.
At the moment.
Bless its heart.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, if you are getting service done on your import, your BMW, your Porsche, your Mercedes, your Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, your Lexus, you might think you got to go to the dealership to get that done. You do not. You can go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. Very easy. It'll save you the time of having to go to the dealership, the cost of having to go to the dealership. They can take care of your needs. No problem. Diesel engines, you think, you know, they're great when they run. They're not so great when they don't run. You might think that's a specialty item, got to go to the dealership. Nope. You can take those to Bobby Likas. They work on those all the time. The philosophy there is the preventative maintenance prevents you from having to have the big catastrophic maintenance. So you can avert those big things by doing the small things more routinely, kind of like you do with the doctor. You go see the doctor routinely for healthcare, like a clinic for your car. It's called carclinicservice.com. That's their website. 2021 top-rated service center from Carfax, 4.5 average reviews or above. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
The real estate market changes so quickly,
it's hard to keep up.
Fortunately, all you need to do is stay informed by professionals like Team Sandy Blanton Realty. Realty. Join Sandy Blanton today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Recommended by Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran, Sandy will help you navigate through this ever-changing world with tips on buying or selling a home today at 10:30 with Team Sandy Blanton Realty on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory-Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Shazbat.
I'm ready now. Give me my glow stick. 752 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Christian evangelical leader Pat Robertson has died at the age of 93. Robertson founded the Christian Broadcasting Network back in 1960 and started the long-running program, the 700 Club. He was also the first evangelical leader to launch a serious bid for the U.S. presidency back in 1988 when he launched a campaign for the Republican nomination. His death was announced this morning by the Christian Broadcasting Network. So far, no cause of death has been announced. Republicans say they are not moving forward with contempt charges against the head of the FBI over documents that allege bribery involving President Joe Biden. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer introduced the resolution to hold Ray in contempt for not handing over documents. But yesterday, Comer said he'd reached an agreement with Ray and members of the committee will be able to see those documents. And Vice President Kamala Harris heading to the Bahamas today to announce $100 million in U.S. aid to the Caribbean. She'll be the highest ranking U.S. official to visit the island nation since it became independent in 1973. That new assistance will reportedly include about $50 million in humanitarian aid for Haiti.
All right. Thanks so much, David. You know how you learn a thing and then it's just that's a fact and then science can change and you didn't realize it? We're talking about the Splenda, you know, the recent research that shows that it's got carcinogenic properties. Saccharin was the product from back in the 80s that got banned. You remember that? And saccharin was in the, I think it was in the Sweet and Low, if I remember correctly, and the pink packets. Somebody texted me and said the pink packets are okay now. Right, you do see them out. Is saccharin okay or not okay, Candy?
I don't know.
Exactly. I looked it up because I was curious. And saccharin has now been unbanned. It is deemed not hazardous. There were sort of early studies that indicated that it was basically carcinogenic because it produced bladder tumors in rats. And there are more than 100 countries worldwide that allow saccharin as a food sweetener additive. And this was from 2010 at the National Institute of Health. I was reading this paper. So it's been quite a while now that saccharin is back in the okay. I'm still a, you know, sugar and sugar only kind of guy. I mean, or honey or something else that's natural. I just don't kind of trust all of this stuff necessarily. But I just thought that was interesting that I had always assumed that that had not changed. And apparently it had. So this is, again, I love getting you guys text me and stuff that you know. And sort of collectively, we know an awful lot more than any one of us individually knows. And so I always appreciate when you send stuff and you're like, Andrew, you might want to look into that a little bit more because I think this. Oh, fascinating. That's fantastic. 7:55 on News Radio 92.3. Candy has traffic on the fives.
A lot going on this morning. Certainly careful wherever you are watching an accident. This is 87. It looks like it's hard to tell. It's going slow now. These are the accidents on 87 that we were just talking about just a little bit earlier. It was at a standstill this morning right before the Holly sign and Bonnie Tolbert Road on 87 South. Looks like it may have been moved, so you might be able to get down there. It does look very slow. Then it was just at a standstill just a little earlier. Three-car accident at Avalon exit on I-10 westbound. It's on Avalon near the exit. And, of course, Avalon, as you probably guessed, is very, very slow southbound and backed up. Crawling I-10 eastbound, that's near 87 in Milton, as they continue construction this morning down to one lane. That starts at mile marker 28. Again, that's I-10 eastbound. Fairfield into Har showing an accident with no roadblock and North Old Quarryfield Road in Jackson. showing an accident and showing that it's just a little slow in that area, not a super, super busy intersection and plenty of workarounds. I would do that if I were you. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Very interesting story about a high school in Nevada that had put out a yearbook, you know, and the kids in the high school were allowed to do quotes and whatever. And then all of a sudden they discovered that one of the quotes did not come from a good source. You basically had a quote put in the student newspaper that came from originally a guy named George Lincoln Rockwell, a name you may not all know. He was the founder of the American Nazi Party. And the student had incorrectly, whether deliberately or not, had incorrectly assigned that it was anonymous was the source of the quote. He's also the guy who originated the phrase white power, apparently. So just kind of an interesting little one. The quote itself, being prepared to die is one of the great secrets of living. Now, if you heard that expression, you probably wouldn't think too much of it. I know I didn't. And I thought, okay, you know, well, that's kind of I don't know, it's an interesting bit of, you know, philosophical pontification. But when they discovered that the attribution was actually from, you know, this guy, who's, again, the originator of white power in the American Nazi Party, they said, oh, no, no. So they recalled the yearbook in order to delete that oversight. And, it's a private academy, not a public school. The private school in Las Vegas, yeah. So I think it's fascinating, mostly because I'm torn on this, okay? I certainly don't like the idea of, you know, allowing somebody with that history, that person, to get any prestige. But I don't think they get any prestige from if it's not attributed to them, you know? And also, frankly, if a student wants to quote somebody, if that's what you're doing, like if you're giving them the ability to quote famous figures, don't you kind of have to let them quote their famous figures? And though it's not a great idea to let somebody quote a white power inventor or the head of the American Nazi Party, or even somebody who would be more well known, you know, would you let them quote a David Duke? Would you let them quote a, you know, it seems to me like the core issue here is, are you going to let the kids have their quotes or not? And if you're going to let the kids have their quotes, let them have their quotes. And if you're not going to let them have quotes, well, then don't let them have quotes. But to say they can have quotes from their most favorite or inspirational author and then say, but only on the approved list, you know, you probably just shouldn't let them have quotes if that's going to be the issue. So I would be more on the side of leave it be. I don't think I would have the yearbooks recalled in order to reprint for something like this. 437-1620. It's a small-ish story, but I keep mentioning because I think it's fascinating. You know, we're in the midst of putting these F-16s over into Ukraine. And now Marco Rubio has penned an opinion piece in which he says, we're trying to get rid of our A-10s, which nobody really wants to do, but we recognize war against China. We're not going to use anti-tank weapons like this, most likely. Why not send our A-10s over there? They're so effective against Russian tanks that the Gao-8, the machine gun, it was actually built for that purpose. Send them.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3.